For Brooklyn parent Nancy Cruz, Lunchables have never been on the menu.
I think healthy meals are important, and Lunchables are not food, and they should definitely be removed from the diet.
A consumer report came out last week about unhealthy levels of sodium, among other issues, in the popular kids' snack. Sodium levels in one Lunchable serving is almost half of a child's daily recommended limit. I spoke with Gila Schwartzchild, Director of Programming for Nutrition and Food Science at the Hunter School Food Lab, about these findings.
I think it's a shame that there isn't more testing going on, but that's kind of where we are, I think, in the food system.
This was a refrain I heard multiple times talking to parents and nutrition experts. To Schwartzchild, it's not just disappointing. It's potentially dangerous.
Ultra-processed foods in large quantities and repeated exposures over time increase the risks for lots of diseases.
So this is a crucial time to teach kids healthy habits.
It's like this amazing moment in a person's life where we get to feed them, literally, what they're going to think about food for the rest of their lives.
She says a good way to tell that a meal is healthy? Lots of color. And Lunchables look pretty bland.
You know, they don't look exciting. They look brown. Brown and then tan.
But New York kids may never know what they're missing, thanks to state rules.
So they have more stringent regulations around sodium, sugar, and whole wheat. So they decline to include Lunchables in their school food program.
Alexina Cather is the director of policy and special projects at Wellness in the Schools, a nonprofit working to make school meals healthier. Her organization is helping to pilot Chefs in Schools, which brings fresh fruit, vegetables, and whole grains to cafeterias. It's harder than it sounds.
It's 1 million meals a day, so it's second only to the U.S. military in terms of institutional food. So just that speaks volumes. If you can do it in New York City, you can do it anywhere.
But you have to do it on a budget. Cather's program has $1.40 per child for each meal. It's a trade-off.
We spend billions of dollars on healthcare down the road. It's like you can pay for it in the beginning or pay more in the end.
New York's healthy food programs and ban on Lunchables could be a model for other states, even if the students are a little salty about it. Some food for thought. Claire Davenport, Columbia Radio News.